Good morning, Honey Rich. Thank you for joining me this morning for our devotion. The focus this morning is on Psalm 46, and let's read it together. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." A wonderful psalm, and to be honest, we could spend the whole time just in one or two verses, but let's have a look at this chapter today. The structure of Psalm 46, if you stand back and look at it, is really beautiful. Verses 2 and 3 and verses 8 and 9 describe disasters and trials. Verses 1 and if you look at 4 to 7 and 10 to 11, they describe God's power and safety in the midst of those difficulties to those belonging to God. So the trouble is bracketed by God's promises. The verses about the difficulties of life are, in a way, are surrounded by the verses of the power and safety of the Lord. And it's a translation, but it's just creates like a picture for me, in a sense, like a big father comforting or putting his arms around an upset or a child going through difficulties. And I suppose the picture here can also be biblically correct to say that God surrounds us and protects us in our difficulties. Note that the psalmist doesn't state that God will remove us from our difficulties. He doesn't give us the suggestion that he will stop us going through them, but rather God protects us and chooses to glorify himself in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our challenges and our difficulties. And that's why that's wonderful, this wonderful verse, "He's our refuge." God provides safety. He takes shelter. We take shelter in our relationship with him. And you might want to look at Proverbs 18:10 just to have another reference here. That's just a lovely, lovely picture in the psalm. It's amazing if you consider how long ago the psalm was written and how relevant it is in 2020 when you look at some of these things that are happening, and you literally watch the news. You know, nations are in uproar. If you've watched the news, particularly in America at the moment, it kind of correlates. Kingdoms fall, and it's just so much here that's relevant. Verse 1 contains a description of God and a wonderful promise based on his character. It says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." And then the natural response, and this is the beautiful promise, "Therefore we will not fear." That's kind of like the off the back of the verse 1, that wonderful promise in verse 2. The poet describes various kinds of disasters and chaos that marks life on earth in this broken and sinful world. He alludes to natural disasters, earthquakes, volcanoes, landslides, and floods, verses 2 and 3. The elements of war are mentioned in verses 8 and 9, and all of that is, in a sense, is there's the wonderful resounding statement, "We will not fear." Why? Because God is our refuge, and God cares and protects us. The various painful things that the psalmist lists are really an example of us being able to see how God helps us in all these different situations, no matter what's happening in the world. In a sense, no matter what you see on TV, whether it's in your backyard or whether it's on the other side of the world, where it is, he is. And he's our refuge and our strength, and he's ever present, helping us in times of trouble, in the hardships, in environments that seem unsafe. We can choose to rest in God. We will not fear. Notice the world might be volatile and unstable and all these uncertainties, but notice what it says. But the city of God, which is really his habitation, where he lives, is established and secure. And that's verses 4 to 6. No matter what happens in the world, God will be exalted, and those who are his will ultimately be safe. If you skip down to verses 10 to 11, he kind of tells us what to do. If you see this and you give it context and understand who God is and understand who you are and you know where you stand with the Lord, he says we can now be still and know that he is God. Remind yourself, he is God. He's your God and he is God. And in spite of all these traumatic things going on around us, that we can be still and know that he is God. He's our strength. He gives us power that we need to endure the hardship as we serve him, as we challenge both spiritually, as we resist temptation, and as for some bear persecution. Even when we're weak, he promises us that he is strong. 2 Corinthians 12 talks of that. And I love the term ever-present. He's an ever-present help in trouble. God is at hand. He's never far away. He's always nearby. And he's always there to love and care for us. How would we apply this this passage? First of all, I think it's important to note that Psalm 46 is really talking about two groups of people. The one group is protected by the Lord, and the one group is resisting or fighting the Lord. If we experience God's protection, if we want to have that protection, obviously we need to know him. We need to belong to him. We need to have faith in him. Be saved. God protects his own. That faith includes believing what the Bible teaches in its completion in everything, which includes death and resurrection of Christ, forgiveness of sins, and that assurity, that the love, the faith, but also the hope that God is my refuge. And there's many verses that come to mind, but in a sense, no one can snatch you away, because God has sealed you with the seal of the Holy Spirit, and you're his, and that you can rest in him. Paul was a great example in the New Testament, where he's thrown in jail, beaten, mocked, and yet and he said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. What can they really do? All they can do is kill me, and then I go to be with the Lord. Second application I think is important to note is that true peace will not come until we are with the Lord in the city of God, in the presence of God, that holy place, where the Most High dwells. While we're on earth, we're still going to experience hurt and pain. And where we need to rest our hope is just to remind ourselves of Romans 8:28, where it talks about the fact that all things will work together for good to those who love God, are called according to his purposes. And so really our focus is to stay aligned to his purposes, to love God. And no matter what we experience here, and we will have pain, we will have temptation, we will have all the things that go with being human, but that God has paid the price for us in Christ's death, and ultimately we will know the peace of God one day when our salvation's complete in him and we are in his presence. And then perhaps the third thing is that it's actually not all about us, it's about God. It's about exalting God, it's about glorifying God, and the purpose of our life is actually to allow God to show himself, to glorify himself through us. And so just as we said a little earlier, this passage doesn't say that God will remove our pain and our difficulties. Sometimes he does, but most times he will allow them. And it's part of our sanctification for him to grow us. And us growing is to his glory. And so remember that if God chooses to glorify himself through you and through your difficulties, that it's a privilege and we should find joy in it. And we should allow God to take that glory and in humility accept that those are His purposes. He's given us the ability, the strength, and the security. We can take refuge in Him while these things take place, as hard as they are in a human or an earthly sense. Don't miss the fact that God's our refuge and our strength, and don't miss this, and we do not fear. It's so important. Fear is such a debilitating thing. Rest in the assurance that God is ever present. Rest in the assurance that God is in control. He is sovereign. And our role is to, of those who belong to Him, is to commit their way to Him and to rest in Him. That closing verses in 10 and 11 where it says, "Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Allow God to take His glory. What a privilege. And my encouragement to you would be to really dwell on these verses. I was tempted to give you another passage to read to support this, but I think there's enough in here for us just to dwell on Him and to ask God how in His purposes we can find the peace and the strength and the refuge that He promises us, His ever-present presence, as we face day-to-day trials, whatever they are. Let's pray. Father, thank You. Thank You for grace and mercy. Thank You for Your strength. Thank You that we can find our refuge in You. Remind us through Your Spirit each day as we face trials and temptations. When we watch the news and we hear people talk and it sounds like there's just negative things all around us, I just pray that You would help us to be still and know that You are God. It's different for us, Lord. You are sovereign. It's about Your glory. And no matter what happens, like Paul says, it can only get better. And we just leave this with You in Jesus' name. Amen.